Feed Your Brains with the Food for Thought podcast.
What is going on, guys? And welcome to the first episode of the Food for Thought podcast, brought to you by myself, Sam, also known as Fit Food Sam on Instagram. And it feels great to be here doing my first episode, seeing as it's been such a long-term goal of mine. I'm not even sure why I made it so long-term. Just finding the time in between working at Fit Food Track daily and all the other stuff I've got to do. But it's truly something I want to keep plucking away at and keep doing. Hopefully, I'd like to say weekly. I know it is a big shout to be like, I'm going to do it weekly. I'm going to have content weekly. I'm going to have people on here who the listeners, you guys, are actually interested in. But forget about the future. Let's focus on today. Today, we definitely have someone that 99.9% of you, including me, will be interested in hearing what he's got to say. And that is the man, the myth, the legend, Court Cooper, supplement guru, head alchemist at Biohack Pharmaceuticals, a new company which he's just set up. Very, very big congratulations to him. And this Friday, he will be releasing a new product called Serum Code Pre in Fruitella flavour. I definitely 100% will be purchasing that. But today, to have him on, just to get a few minutes, whatever, of his time out of his busy schedule with, you know, putting his content on social media, educating the masses, and also bringing out a product and selling it. He has got a lot on his plate at the moment, so for him to just give me a tiny chunk of his time, I'm so grateful. Okay, so put Court to one side for 1 second. You may be asking, who are you and who's Fit Food Track and why am I listening to your podcast? All very good questions that I haven't answered yet. So, Fit Food Track is a health food eatery in formal terms, or as I like to call it, a fitness fast food place. We are changing the fast food game for the better. What do I mean by that? Basically, we are taking classic recipes and obviously making our own new recipes, but making sure all of them are tasty, all of them are packed full of nutrients, and also that it's quick food. It's not a sit down and eat on a plate kind of steak meal. It is, well, we'll talk about what you can get from Fit Food Track on the next episode, but yeah, we're a fitness fast food place. Why would you want fitness fast food? Well, healthy eating, if it wasn't enjoyable, if it wasn't tasty, personally, in my opinion, would not be sustainable for your diet, but also for your mental health and the enjoyment of food. Your relationship with food would become so bad if you had to eat healthy and everything healthy that you had to eat tasted like crap. But us working to create recipes that people enjoy, that people want to eat, but also that benefit people, I think is really what I aim to do every time we bring something new out. Every time we piece together a dish, they are the three factors we have to take into consideration. Is it tasty? Will it be tasty for 99% of people? Is it full of health benefits? And if those three things are all ticked, then we can go, okay, let's chuck it on the menu, or let's test it out for a week. The reason for this, and an analogy I use when I go into businesses and do my nutritional talks and talk about Fit Food Track and advertise myself, is that every experience we, well, not every experience, but a lot of experiences we have as human beings involve food. So if you think about some of your favorite memories, your birthday, a friend's birthday, your first date with your partner, a lot of them will have involved food at some point. And for it to be a good memory, the food definitely has to be enjoyable. There's no two ways about it. Like, you have to enjoy the food for you to be like, oh, I've had a boss night. And then in the future, when you're like, wherever you had nice things to eat, you remember that one memory. But if you were on a health kick and you wanted to eat healthy and you were like, okay, I'm going to go out with my best friend, or I'm going on a first date, and you got some food that was really, really healthy, but you hated eating the food. Every single bite you had, you were like, this is awful. That memory would quickly fade, or you would remember it as being some of the worst food you've ever eaten. And it's like, that's not how it's supposed to be. At Fit Food Shack, we want you to be able to experience your first date. We want you to be able to go out for your birthday. We want you to be able to come in with your best friends and pick stuff off our menu that you know is healthy, you know has health benefits, and you can see and track the macronutrients. But at the same time, it's going to be really, really enjoyable. You're going to be able to remember the experience as, okay, that was great. You're going to be able to remember the memory as, I had a really nice time that day, or I had a really great first date. Because we have put the relationship back in healthy food. We are making it so that day in, day out, you can stick to a diet and enjoy it. But anyway, enough about me and Fit Food Shack, because there are definitely going to be more episodes of me talking about it and talking about what benefits certain foods have, and talking to other people in the food and nutrition industry about the benefits of our food, who can give you an even deeper insight into some of the ingredients we use. Today, we're going to hear me and Court chat about supplements, basically. And it is something I'm really interested in, but something, again, I'm not as clued up on as he is. So, here we go. Let's give Court a call. So before we jump into the podcast, just want to make you aware that there are certain points in the conversation between me and Court where our voices overlap, or we interrupt each other, or like someone will say something and then 20 seconds later there'll be a laugh or a reply or something. And it's not like, oh, you just got the joke. It is purely down to the software messing up. It's obviously pieced together mine and Court's conversation, and then for some reason that's happened. So a huge apology to that, and I hope it doesn't disrupt your listening too much. Enjoy. Right, so welcome Court Cooper, the supplement guru and head alchemist of Biohack. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for asking me on.
And on such a big week for you as well, it was good to just get like an hour of your time, or any time you could spare at all, just to plan this and get you here and actually go through with
it. I know I'm busy, but I hate that excuse. So I'm never busy enough. So I've always got an hour to spare for any time of, especially content given. I love giving content out. So especially if it's doing that, then I've always got an hour for it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So a lot of people like see you on Instagram and they see you in the gym, and really we've seen you just appear, but no one, well, I especially don't really know where it all began for you, and would love to know where it all started.
It started off, I was playing, I signed my first professional football contract at the age of, I think I was 17 going on to 18. And I was actually told I was too skinny, that I needed to go to the gym.
So our
season ended around about May, and then I had till September to put some weight on, and I started going to the gym, and then literally became in love with it, because football's downside to me personally was that you trained a couple of hours a day, not every day, a few times a week, and then you played, but all the other times you were not having to think about it, you're not having to do anything, and my brain has to think about stuff constantly. So when I started going to the gym, and obviously found out about nutrition, and it was a kind of a 24-hour deal. You're either sleeping, so you're recovering, you're eating, or you're planning your meals, or you're training, and you're just constantly thinking about it, or you're constantly learning. So I became a personal trainer from there. And then from there, I got the chance to go part-time at a company called Team Nutrition. So when I'd done that, I was really, 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 really eager and happy to start there. But I seen a massive, massive hole in terms of, I was there, I was looking at products, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know ingredients, I didn't know products. I didn't know what was better than eat. Like, you got a pre-workout ball with 40, 50 pre-workouts on. How are you meant to know what does what? And specifically, I've taken hundreds of supplements before I got educated about it. And I could not tell you what one ingredient done. I couldn't tell you why I was taking it. I couldn't tell you what I was expecting to feel off it, why I was expecting to feel off it. So obviously seeing this massive, massive field of supplements and no education at the time, or I certainly couldn't find any education on it. So as I was working, I was just picking up clubs. I was like looking at an ingredient. What does it do? What dose is it meant to be at? What dose is it at? What's the effects it kind of going to bring? And like I said, with my brain, I have to think and do stuff with it constantly. I can't just sit down and like watch a bit of TV or anything. I'm constantly doing it. And I've got this, again, this absolute obsession with learning. Not learning about supplements specifically. Absolute obsession with just learning information, collecting data on absolutely everything. So I find myself wandering off, getting educated on things that have no relevance to my life or anyone's life. I just like intaking data. So it kind of matched well with the amount of data there is to intake about supplements. The fact that no one was kind of doing it. So I kind of took that step on from Team Nutrition to say, well, no one knows why they're taking it. So maybe if they did, maybe if I told them why they were taking it, they were more likely to feel more assured into actually taking it. So then we had a decent following. I think it was around 8,000 followers at the time I took over the Instagram. Seeing that Instagram, this was 3 years ago where Instagram was. As I was learning, I was educating. The learned, the more I educated. And it just carried on and carried on. And then within 3 years, I was part-time at Team Nutrition. I worked my way up to store manager, and then I was finally vice president of where, and then I was the face of the company for a while, and got us our name in terms of educating, because I think there's a massive unique selling point at the time to deliver a source of education for people on supplements. Luckily now, we have some absolutely fantastic brains delivering copious amounts of knowledge, which is really, it's really cool at the moment that the supplements industry, you've got people like Rich with his own brand as well, giving out tons of education. You've got Dr. Dean, his name is Dr. Dean St. Mark, has given his information on health supplements is absolutely ridiculous. And you've got a few people, a few other companies, real supplement companies, making great products and also educating on them. So it's gaining a little bit of a education circle in terms of its own little industry, education industry in the UK, which I'm a massive, massive fan of, because for the first maybe year or so, I thought I was alone. But obviously, as you get to know more people and you see more Instagrams and you come across these great people, we're all kind of sticking together now. Like, I speak to Dr. Dean a few times a week. I speak to Rich most days. And we all have the same idea of just educate. Just there's information out there which is false. There's information that people just do not know about. And with supplements, it's not something that grabs you. Supplement, like, let me just, like, for example, beta-alanine, just a random ingredient. There's no part of your day where you're going to stumble across the information about what that does. But people are taking it. People are taking it. They're just knowing it's the one that causes the itchy feeling. They don't know what it does. Most people actually think that's a stimulant. Most people think beta-alanine is the one that gives them energy. So the people like Dean and Rich and people like Callum from Gym Beast and stuff like that, which are just, we all talk and our goal is the same, just educate. We don't ask for anything in return or without anything like that. We just want to educate people. And the more the fitness industry's grown, which it is rapidly, the more people are wanting to learn about this stuff and wanting to know more and wanting to know what they're putting in their bodies. Like, I can't fully grasp, and I've 100% been there, how people will take a product and just not have a clue what's in it.
Yeah.
I was doing it, but then again, on the other side of things, why should they know? At no point in your life do you go through a little phase of wanting to learn about new workouts or what's in them, unless you've got people like us in the small little education circle, which are just giving out content on Instagram, not having to ask people what they want to know. It's just, today I'm talking about this, and this is what it does. And it's such highly appreciated by people that I absolutely love it. I love the amount of, I love the feeling of educating people, and I know the people I've obviously spoken about in our small little education circle love it too. So I'm really happy that the stage of where we're at in the supplements industry, I couldn't wish for anything better. So I'm glad about that.
Yeah. And I think for me, the products start to sell themselves once you start to educate people. Like, I know a lot of people are slating famous people online for these pills that get you skinny within a week. And it's obvious that they're taking the photos on the same day and then posting the same week. Yeah, there is that side of the industry,
which makes me more happy about the people who we have on the education side of things, because they're, unfortunately, along with the miseducation and the lack of education, you've also got the people like that who have a high amount of following who can manipulate people to buy products that just will not work or won't do what they're saying to do in terms of them things. So that's unfortunate. I was actually speaking to Dr. Dean last night about like, part of our job now is to kind of clear up the shit that we've been left with the last maybe 5 or 10 years of companies taking advantage of people, because there's very little regulation in the supplement game, which is quite scary if someone wanted to manipulate. So there's companies that can, let's, for example, ashwagandha at 600 milligram. If ashwagandha was done at 600 milligram in a study, and then someone puts it in at 100 milligram and still claims the claim of what 600 milligram done, and still sells a product on that claim, even though you're not getting the efficacious amount, there's no regulation to say that's wrong. And I personally know a few companies in America that typically make products just for that. So you've got a thing called a proprietary blend. So there's no legalities to tell you what's in the product. They can just put a blend of, for example, 7 grams. So in this blend, there's 7 grams of ingredients, of which there are 8 ingredients, but we're not going to tell you what's in them or how much is of each one is in there. So on that basis, that they can claim whatever they want from the ingredients they put in there, of whatever study that's been proven or shown to be efficacious at, not put that dose in, but still get that claim, which is annoying. Sides of that coin, though. Because me personally, I like non-proprietary blends. I don't like proprietary blends. You should be able to know what's in your product. You should be able to know. There's no reason why it'll be a proprietary blend. No reason why you shouldn't be able to know exactly what's in your product. If you're only if you're trying to hide something, in my opinion. So if you're trying to hide some unefficacious dosing or something like that, I just don't see it. But there is the other side of that, which I know a few people speak about in America, of that. Do you go to, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I understand what they're saying, is if you go to a restaurant and ask for lasagna, ask for each individual ingredient, what dose it was at in that lasagna, why it was in there and stuff like that. I think there's a massive divide in there. I know that's what other people say to kind of justify prop blends, but I just feel as if you want someone to feel assured and reassured taking your product, you should be able to tell them what's in there, why it's in there, what the reason you've put it in there. That's why I've seen this gap in the industry, which I kind of want to penetrate with Biohack. I want to really, really focus on the ask your formulator, why did I put an ingredient in at that dose? Yeah. What did I put it in there for? Why is it in that certain part of the matrix? Like, just ask me why, what I want, who I made this product for, why I've done certain things. There's a few things that people will not know. Even some people that may be quite educated on supplements, things like I'll put it into a 3-scoop serving to be able to deal with different types of entry level, normal level, and extreme level people to take it. And why did I do that? Why did I put certain ingredients in to do stuff? I want to kind of be on the opposite side of proprietary blend and forced to ask me, this is why I've done it. This is what I wanted. This is what I've experienced when I've taken it and stuff like that. That's what I really want to push down.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember you telling me about when you came into Fit Food Chat saying about how the formula for this product was going to be so in-depth that you were looking at how different ingredients interact with each other to make sure one doesn't cancel
yeah,
out
that's
the next
I mean.
At a different dosage and stuff like that.
Profile of 15, 16 ingredients, they're going to interact with each other. And that's what I've specifically put them in there for. I think that's why people should be able to know that. There's a few confusing ingredients that people will see. They will kind of know what it's about and why the ingredients are around, but they won't suspect it in a pre-workout formula. Main one I'm referring to is alpha-lipoic acid, for example. Alpha-lipoic acid is only really seen in glucose disposal agents, but it's got absolutely phenomenal benefits in the brain, increases or activates choline acetyltransferase. It regenerates vitamin A, I think vitamin C, E, glutathione, recycles CoQ10. It reduces oxidative stress in the brain. But people only really see it. It obviously increases glucose uptake in the brain as well, which increases more acetyl coenzyme A for the production of acetylcholine. So it's a really, really cool ingredient for the brain. But only really seen in glucose disposal agents. It's not really, that's something that does need the education on. Because even if someone educated does see alpha-lipoic acid, they're going to be scratching their heads a little bit, being like, well, that's a glucose disposal agent. Why is it in there? So that's what I really want to push. I feel like there's only a few amount of people, like I'm referring to Strom and Dr. Dean again, as the kind of formulators who do say, like, obviously, ask me anything you want. I'll explain the product and put a lot of education behind it. The reason I don't feel as if it's been done previous to us, I see us as the kind of next generation. The whole last generation and the generation before that of supplements, it's kind of how can we make cheap supplements and make the most amount of it, like marketing, who can we sponsor? That's why I kind of sponsored athletes aren't a thing anymore, because the better supplements get, the more they cost, the less kind of marketing budget you're going to have. Marketing budget mainly, and I've always said this, if you're looking at a company with huge marketing budget, huge athletes, huge amounts of money to do advertising, stuff like that, they're making huge amounts of money. The reason that they're making huge amounts of money, 9 times out of 10, is that the fact that underdosing products. We've seen it with Optimum Nutrition. They were the lead at looking at most of their products, or a few of their products specifically. They are underdosed. Things like Muscle Tech, who had an absolute full range of athletes, unbelievable athletes, were notoriously making products that were just shocking. That's why we had the whole scandal about protein spiking, which is probably the biggest scandal that the supplement industry has ever been through, which is a straight-up scam. Like, protein spiking is a scam, of which many companies do it now. So that's why I'm a massive fan of the little education ring that we've got going on at the moment, to kind of warn people that there are scam artists, and this is the next kind of generation of supplements. Supplements are getting better. They're getting a lot better. The education behind them is getting a lot better. So it's a continual level of evolution, and I'm made up to be a part of it.
Yeah. And biohacks going to save
well, you're
us
not
from
get
protein spiking in the future, hopefully.
But I think it's always going to be a thing, I think, because there's always going to be proteins or companies who want to scam the end consumer. So it's getting less. I think Mark Lobliner was one of the first to kind of out it and talk about what protein spiking is. I know there's a person called Mark Glazier who owns a company called Nutribio, who's got some very firm views on it. He thinks it was the kind of manufacturer's fault. a manufacturer would contact the company and say, I can make this protein for you with 25 grams of protein. It's also got 5 grams of creatine in it and a couple grams of glycine and taurine and stuff like that. So it's got all these other benefits. Do you want it? And the company's turning around, looking at the price and going, well, yeah, of course I do. But not actually understanding that the creatine, glycine, taurine, added branched chain amino acids were actually counting for the protein content. So it was actually having less amount of protein. He thinks it's from there. I think it's been kind of done on both angles. Yeah. I think some companies have done it specifically to create a cheaper product. Because as I say, the way that supplement industry is it's creating a more evolution towards more transparency, more education, better products. That's only come off the back of the worst low, which was how cheap can we make products? How affordable can we make it? How much money can we make it for? Let's go. But actually then the back of that, you've got people in the industry now saying, actually, no, these products are shit. You should be getting these products. These products are better. So it's kind of forcing companies to turn around and go, oh, shit, everyone's getting onto us. We're going to have to start making better products, specifically proteins, and then move on forward like that. Like, unless it's naturally occurring, your protein shouldn't have branched chain amino acids in it. But the amount of people specifically, when I worked with Team Nutrition, would come in and ask for that. Have you got any proteins with added branched chain amino acids in? I'm like, no, that's the last thing you want. That's the last thing you want, literally. But yeah, we're getting better. It's definitely evolving in the right direction. So super happy about that.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's jump into biohack specifically. And when I first heard the name, I was like, love it. Absolutely love it. But I really want to know what it means to you personally and what biohack stands for.
It's a very tough one to explain. It's a tough one to understand, I think. A brand has to carry, the formulas have to carry the personality of the brand, and it kind of needs to mean something. So obviously biohack gives the feeling of biologically hacking yourself. When you're biohacking yourself, it's intricate, it's in depth. And that's what you want to feel like you're doing. You want to feel like you're biohacking. That's what we're taking supplements for. We're biologically hacking ourselves to get a benefit out of it. Or we're getting that's what it kind of feels like, if that makes sense. We're taking a product to get a benefit. And we're kind of like biologically hacking ourselves to make ourselves advanced. Yeah. So to do that, you need intricate, in-depth, over-intricate formulas with a lot of ingredients that work together to yield the results. And the personality that I've gained on social media is the kind of intricate person who goes over in depth on ingredients. The kind of people, a lot of people don't understand, because it's not just, I can't really speak. I'm not good at speaking in simple terms. I can't, it's a genuine flaw of mine. If someone asks me about a product and I start talking about it, I'll talk to them in the knowledge of which I know it at. So if I know an ingredient super, super, super well, super intricate and super in detail, I struggle to explain it in a simple format. Because my brain's talking about the ingredient, not what actually people want to make it for.
Yeah, which is a blessing and a curse, I'm guessing.
Exactly. So people kind of know me as that person, which is perfect for biohacking, if that makes sense, for the biohack personality. People buy into personality of what biohack is, over intricate. There's a reason behind everything. Like, I could have made the products with a lot less ingredients kind of yield the same result, but that's not what the brand is about. To do 3 or 4 different brands, all with different personalities. When you go into a supplement store, you're going to see some hard looking, like nasty products, which aren't going to appeal to you, or they may do. If they do appeal to you, then something like, for example, Blackstone Labs, It's a hard-looking, hardcore brand, and that's what's made to be. Blackstone Labs sounds hardcore.
Yeah, definitely.
Redcon 1 is a military term. Everything's military-looking. It matches. Ghost Lifestyle is a lifestyle brand. The products are really nice to look at. They attract females. People want to look at them, hold them, touch them. It's not going to blow your face off. Where the things like Redcon, military standards, you know, that's hard
hitting. Yeah, definitely.
Blackstone Labs is for the hard hitters. So they all carry different products and different formulas, but they're all determined towards certain people. Supplement needs have a very clinical, everything's white because they're really health-driven formulas. So it matches. And obviously the formulator of Dr. Dean, being a doctor, health, it all matches, and that's why it's really good. Strom Sports Nutrition, it's about a personality of which is Rich, who's wanted to provide really good formulas for bodybuilders of that nature.
Yeah.
So he's got a Support Max, which is for people, for like bodybuilders and stuff like
that. Yeah, definitely. So, and I think with Strom, they haven't gone too far overboard on the sort of designing of the packaging because the formula sort of speaks for itself. So
it's simple, gets the message across. It's nothing fancy. You don't want to see a product line of like Strom with nice coloured fancy labels, which may attract females, because it's not a kind of female brand. It's a bodybuilder driven brand. So although females obviously can take their products, the main people who do buy it and main people driven towards aren't. So everything needs to match. Biohack, it matches. The labels are nice, they're clean, they're shiny. It's not, but you want to feel biohacking, you want to feel like you are biohacking. I want people who take the products to be a biohacker, to want the best for them. To like the intricacy of the formulas and stuff like that. So there's no, in my opinion, there's no such thing as a bad supplement unless it's been made to rip people off. There's a lot of people who call out bad supplements that aren't geared towards them. So if you were, for example, I'm using Strom again, if you were a 50 kilo girl, who doesn't take much supplements, Support Max may not be the best product for her. That doesn't mean it's not good, because it's obviously a phenomenal product for people who are bodybuilders. Yeah. That makes sense. So that's just an example. If I use Blackstone Labs, if they have a massive hard-hitting pre-workout, or Devastate, the word Devastate is not a very female-looking name, is it? So if you take Devastate and it absolutely blows your face off, you can turn around and be like, no, it's shit, don't like it, it's not a good product. No, it's not, it's just not a good product for you specifically. So there's no such thing as a bad product, in my opinion. Maybe it's just not for you, unless it's been made to rip you off, and then which I'm inclined to say is a bad product. But The products for specifically Biohack, the pre, I've made that 54 scoop tub, so it kind of appeals to a lot more people than just a singular market. Because I don't, biohacking, in my opinion, of what I want the brand to stand for, can be in ranges. Yeah. So you can be a beginner biohacker, which is into supplements, but don't want your head blown off. So you'll take one scoop. You can take two scoops, which is kind of what I formulated it for myself. The two scoops is what I feel 90% of people should be taking. And then the three scoops was to basically hit the people who want their head blown off, the people who take the Crimsons, or powerlifters or strongmen. Really, it's not an advisable thing to have three scoops every day. It's not, and I really wouldn't advise it. That's why I've got not leaflets, but cards made, which are actually landing with me tomorrow, that are going in every single tub. I've got 2,000 of them made. They're going in every single bag of everyone buys that product, to say, do not, like, it's not big or clever to take three scoops. It's designed for a specific purpose, and it's not for just like a fun time. take two. And if you're comfortable with two and want to experience three, you can, but do not try three without knowing two. Because two scoops is a very, very, very strong product. And that majority of the testing was on two scoops. We've done some three-scoop testing, but majority of the feedback and what I wanted people to experience was the two scoop, because that's what I want.
Yeah, the optimum level.
I don't want people to take three scoops all the time, because it's just not advisable. No. So if you need your ass getting out of bed, you're really fucked, and you could do with the three scoops, or you really need to perform, or something really means a lot to you to go and get that like big PB or something, you can. Specifically for people who are like 300-pound bodybuilders or powerlifters who are doing it for an event, who want to take three scoops and smash their event all day, and stuff like that. Strongmen, powerlifters, really large amounts of like larger people for competitions and for really times they need to perform. But majority will be two scoops, and I made it for that. I'll be taking two scoops. Yeah. And then you have got your one scoop, which is really incredibly effective. But I don't like the thought of maybe like an 18-year-old lad or a small female who has a low caffeine tolerance, taking the pre of one scoop, getting their head blown off and not liking it. Like, I don't want that to happen. So that's why I've given one scoop.
Yeah, I get what you mean. If someone jumps in at three scoops and then says, oh, this is a rubbish product because they've jumped in at three scoops, it's like, why didn't you start at one and experience
two? Not so much that it... Well, that's in terms of if I made it a one scoop and the one scoop was the dosing of three scoops, if that makes sense, and I just made it an 18 scoop or an 18 servings. It's incredibly, incredibly strong. So not only I'm not really bothered about someone not liking it because it's too strong. I'm more bothered that them not actually having a good time and not enjoying it because they didn't feel too good. So that's why I wanted to make it into a three scoop serving. So I fully advise everyone to start off at one. If you enjoy one, you can go up to two, which is still going to get you 27 servings a tub, and then. I knew the market was at 18 to 20 servings for the really strong hit and pre-workouts. So I didn't want to underdo that. I still wanted to provide 18 servings. That's why I've done the 54 scoop tub, which I don't think's been done before. I've certainly not seen it. It may have done, but it's usually companies do a 20 to a 40 serving. So it's 40 servings or 20 double scoops, which is a one full serving products, which we're seeing. I know Myoblox is a 38 serving, but you've got things like Red, White and Boom, which is a 20 serving. Stars and Pipes, 20 serving. You've got a lot of pre-workouts now going for the 40 scoop.
What was Crimson? Scoops,
or the 40 scoop, 20 servings, which appeals. It just appeals to a nicer market as well. The people don't want to be blown off and want to take half a, one scoop, which is half a serving, which I'm a massive fan of because I don't think and I don't feel like you feel like the same pre-workouts every day. So if you're taking the one product and it's only the one scoop, I don't think, unless it's a light stim, if it's a stimulant pre-workout, because obviously pre-workouts get in many categories now, if it's a stimulant driven pre-workout, you don't feel like the same pre-workout every day. And I know I don't specifically. If it's a pump-driven pre-workout, then yeah, you've got a case. I take most days.
But you've got a pre-workout on tap, haven't you?
Yeah, so personally, I don't like pump-on leg days. I know many people who do. Just my back pumps up so much when I'm doing squats or deadlifts, I can't move. But pump-driven, I'm a happy advocate of pump-driven pre-workouts. On every day,
which we'll see from you soon.
But if you're taking something which is a strong stim, you don't want to take that every single day, in my opinion. Well, I certainly don't. There's some days when I want a little pick me up, but I don't want to get my head blown off. So like, there's something like a Crimson, it's either your head getting blown off or
it's not. Interesting, like, that you mentioned Crimson, because anyone who knows me and has asked me about Crimson when they come into Fit Food Shack, I don't rate it at all, and it's purely because it was too much for me. And personally, I'd have rather had a pre-workout that, you know, gave me the same buzz as like an energy drink or a coffee would, which isn't what you want from a pre-workout, rather than what I felt when I was on Crimson, because it was just too much. I felt sick, I had to go home. I was like, this is not good.
yeah, it's quite an unproductive time when you're feeling sick and when you're feeling overstimulated.
Yeah.
So that's why I refer to it, because it's one of the stronger ones in the market currently, which is, it's a one scoop serving. So like I say, what's the mid ground? What if you want a little pick me up? You've only got crimson there. It's, you're either right, my head's going to get blown off here, or I'm not having it. That's why I'm a bigger fan of if you are taking something every day, it not being overstimulating product, or it gives you the 40 scoop, 20 scoop, or obviously in my case the 54 scoop serving, which allows you to dose dependent on how you feel, which is the most important thing. But there are products in the market which I would say you can take year round and you can take daily. So it just depends on the product, really. Like I say, pre-workouts are categorized in so many different categories now, it's insane, which is a good
thing. And if we're speaking to your sort of customers that are going to buy it now, a couple of things you said there give me a few new questions that I'd want to know. If I'm working, say, a 9-to-5 in the office and I'm having a coffee every hour and then I'm going in, then what scoop would you recommend? Because even 400 milligrams is a big amount of caffeine to be taken after a day of drinking coffee.
Yeah, well, it's a very specific question that it would depend on your the rate of which you're metabolizing caffeine at and how much you're actually intaking during the day. There's a few different things that dictate the rate of which you metabolize caffeine at. Like for example, smokers metabolize caffeine a lot different than non-smokers, and there's obviously a different amount of variance in that caffeine tolerance, and there's a few things. If you're drinking coffee every hour, then I would recommend one scoop, because you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend any form of caffeine around it, but you do have things. You've got a good few ingredients that really decrease cortisol and reduce stress and anxiety. So I made it sure that the people who I tested this product on didn't know the formula, specifically the amount of caffeine, and I asked them and done a survey of how, what was in it, and no one said over 300 milligram, even though there's 400 milligram in there, because you've got L-theanine at a really good dose. L-theanine inhibits the synaptic release of glutamate. Yeah. So glutamate is our excitatory neurotransmitter. It increases alpha and theta brain waves, which is a calmed relaxation type of productivity. So it's kind of our, you see L-theanine in a lot of sleep aids.
Yes.
Because it helps increase serotonin, dopamine, and GABA as well. So GABA is our main inhibitory transmitter. So when you're increasing serotonin, dopamine, you're decreasing the amount or the ability for you to come down. So a lot of ingredients now have L-theanine in. Soothe the effect of caffeine and to work in conjunction with that. You've obviously got bacopa leaf, which is a great adaptogen, and nootropic, which decreases cortisol.
Yeah.
You've got GoTo Cola, which is an anti-anxiety ingredient, also an acetylcholine esterase inhibitor. And you've got them three ingredients are going to work together to reduce stress and anxiety and the possible effects of a come down. That's exactly what we found, specifically at two scoops. Three scoops, you're taking your own chances, in my opinion. And I've made that quite clear, that three scoops shouldn't be tempted half-heartedly, or if you're not totally sure. The two scoops, we've had no come down. We didn't upset the sleep cycle either, so we didn't go to sleep. I'm a massive advocate of going to sleep at the same time every night, trying to get yourself in some sleeping rhythm, and I really think it helps. So if I was going to make a product that kept you up at night, it would be contradictory to what I believe.
Because I've seen you talking about that.
If you're gonna take the chance on having a pre-workout late, then yes, that's
exactly. But some people don't get out to work till 4:30, and then they're in the gym at 7:00, and then if you're taking a pre-workout that doesn't have the support that you've given in your formula, then you're up all night, aren't you?
That's what I wanted to test the formula on, between the hours of 6 and 7 o'clock specifically, because that's when most people train. Obviously, in the day, you're okay. You're protecting yourself from any sleep cycle upset. But I wanted to test at 6 or 7 o'clock. I tested that on a few different people who were and were not experienced in taking pre-workout, and no one reported any upset in sleeping cycle, which I was really, really happy with. Like, I was exceptionally happy with, specifically myself, because I know I got to sleep absolutely perfectly.
Yeah.
But I didn't want that to obviously just be me, and maybe I was the anomaly of side of things. But no, every single person who tried it had no upset sleep cycle, so I was really happy. And there's no come down, there's no ill feeling, shakes, jitters, anything like that. So I was exceptionally happy with the ability of Bacopa, Gotu-Cola, and specifically our theanine to protect us from any come down. The pre-workout doesn't feel like, you take a pre-workout, 5-10 minutes into it, you're like, shit, I can, like, this is hitting me, my heart rate's elevated, this is how I'm feeling, I'm ready to go, like, do back steps. That's not, this isn't, it's not that feel at all. The way you feel is, you only kind of understand it when you're in your set. What I found and what everyone reported back to me, it was that when you were during your set, you were just forced. You see, for example, you'd get a number of 12 to 15 reps. You'd be on 20 and be like, oh shit, I've kept on going. The ability of really not stopping. I remember I put it on Instagram when I tried it.
Yeah.
I was doing PBs. I was in the gym. I'm only ever in the gym for a maximum of an hour. But with this pre-workout, I was in the gym for 3 hours just because you'll get that experience when you've had a really good pre-workout, when you just don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Your body's well done. You've done well enough, but your brain is like, I can keep going. We can keep on going. And I had some PBs. I was one arm around the 80 key dumbbells, which is the only time this year I've done that.
Nice.
I've not
done
it since, not having it. So I was really exceptionally happy with the focus. I put on Instagram, there's three really cool stages. Beginning is you feel extreme amounts of happiness.
Yeah. That was the
cocoa extract, which is phenylethylamine. That basically increases the release of more dopamine and serotonin and prevents its uptake. So the more dopamine and serotonin you've got, the more motivation, happiness.
And do you think that's what's making it addictive about wanting to carry on training? The fact that you're so extremely happy off the pre-workout, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's the first feeling. You won't feel you've increased heart rate. You'll start looking around and feel like, you know what, life's great. I'm really happy. This is really good. And I specifically wanted to make that feeling because you want to take a pre-workout and feel happy. Then you get extreme focus and energy, which is what I've just referred to in terms of, I remember when I had this was the two scoops.
Yeah.
I just wanted to keep on going and keep on going. And the actual performance side of things is performing better than usual. And then the third part was tranquil. You'd really worked hard. You weren't on a come down.
Yeah.
You weren't having shake jitters or anything like that. So I really personally, from two scoops, couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah. So for people who haven't seen,
I wanted to make
that Instagram post. We got stage one, which is extreme happiness, motivation, sense of well-being. Then the stage two, extreme focus, energy, and mental clarity. And stage three, a sense of calmness, collected, and content.
Exactly. That's the exact feeling I wanted to go for. But when you're putting ingredients in together, you're never truly sure about how they're going to interact, what one's going to overpower anything. So on paper, I've made sure what I felt was going to deliver that.
And yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Fortunately enough, and I mean like a large fortunate enough, it worked out perfectly. So
yeah,
I really do stress to people though about how you do not need to take three scoops. Three scoops is there as an option, but the active inside, I would recommend two. If you're experienced with pre-workouts, if not, then go for the
one. Yeah.
You've got 54 scoops. You're not going to miss out if you have just the one and you feel okay. You feel as if you can push more the next day, then go two. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Don't need to bang in for the three. It's just not really needed.
No. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I read, I think it may have been on your social media or on something about a certain ingredient in the formula that, is it produces DMHA or?
It Juglans Regia, which is walnut bark extract, which has got standardization for DMHA.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of smoother stim. That's not really, that's kind of the energy blend. That's what the real mental focus and energy comes from is going to be that, along with the PEA and obviously caffeine. And you've got multiple things there which are going to increase mental clarity, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Juglans, which is a relatively new ingredient, is standardized for DMHA. DMHA synthetically, you can get in a few different products. You can get Juglans in Strum Stimulax. Yeah. I know a company called Olympus Labs going in the UK now use Juglans quite a lot. So yeah, I'm really, it's a really quite new ingredient.
Yeah, it's going to be sort of
the
big.
The new UK EU Shreddable has it in.
Yeah.
As well, walnut bark extract, it's labelled as, in the replacement of DMHA, which was labelled as 2-aminoisoheptane in the previous formula. So yeah, it's a really cool ingredient. Again, 2 scoops is what was made for. 250 milligrams is a really good dose. Only real powerlifters, strong men, performers, and stim freaks. There are some absolute anomalies that can just deal with stupid amounts of stimulants. Yeah. And that's what them kind of 3 scoops was designed for them anomalies. Not many people are, so that's why I get a lot of people like making jokes and being like, yeah, I'm going to go straight into the 3 scoops. I kind of have to message them and say, no, like, do me a favor, don't go in 2. Once you experience 2, you're not going to really want to experience 3. There's no added benefit in terms of productivity. It hasn't hit yet. If 2's hit yet and you give the desired effect of everything else has, like I've experienced, you won't even need to want to do 2, 3. 2 will be absolutely fine for you.
Yeah.
So, it'll take a while, but I think a lot of people are going for 2 because I'm glad the kind of 200 milligrams of caffeine, even though it doesn't feel like it because the high amounts of theanine in there and stuff like that, hopefully that puts people off a little bit. That
yeah.
Makes sense. And kind of gears them in, and then 2 specifically.
Yeah, definitely. And it's sort of like a touch the flame kind of thing, isn't it? If you're stupid enough to listen to this advice and then go in and do 3 scoops, you're going to learn straight away whether it works for you or really, really doesn't.
Yeah, more than enough. I don't want to scare people if they do have if they're not a stimulant heavy person and they have the 3 scoops and get scared of the 3.
Yeah.
Which I remember when I first took Hemo Rage, I gave it away because I was so scared of it because I was up all night. That was DMAA though, which was the hard one.
Yeah, the banned one. Which is banned now for a reason, clearly.
Banned now, yeah. Mm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see you over the past couple of weeks talking about, you know, the formula and the ingredients in it. But there's loads of other sort of big ingredients that you haven't included in it and you still plug, and I still see loads of people saying Quartz recommended me this, it's absolutely changed the way I sleep, changed my anxiety. For example, ashwagandha, that you were the first person I've seen talk about that, and since then I've seen loads of people say thank you to you for recommending it.
Yeah,
so will we see that in Biohack? Do you take that yourself?
Yes, take it myself daily. I either take it via pill or Strum Support Max Neuro has it in. I know supplement needs doing ashwagandha and bioperin product, which is really cool. So it is available in a few different forms. I was going to put it in the pre because it is an acetylcholine esterase inhibitor, but it mellows you out too much, in my opinion. So for me, I know people who have it in the day and it helps them out. But for me, I take it pre-bed and it knocks me out. And I know a few people that it does. It reduces stress and anxiety via decreased cortisol. It helps GABA connect to the receptor.
Yeah.
So GABA being our main inhibitory neurotransmitter, if you're helping it connect to the receptor, you're obviously going to get the desired effects from that. That's why, in my opinion, it makes you feel so tranquil, makes you feel relaxed. I really do love ashwagandha, but the amount of actual benefits it has and been shown to do you can't put it in any category. And people, you like, I get people messaging me saying, "Oh, what does Ashwagandha do?" And I'm like, "Oh, how long have you got?" Because you can have it as a brain stimulant. So you can have it before you go to bed. It'll increase your thyroid output. It'll increase your testosterone. It'll do. You see it in testosterone boosting ingredients or testosterone boosters now. You see it in sleep aids. You'll see it in pre-workout. It increases VO2 max. So you'll see it in products like Unbeatable, in performance pre-workouts. So the actual amount of ingredient benefits it has, I don't think there's anything so multi-useful in my there are ingredients that are incredibly multi-useful, like taurine, for example. I'm in a bad rabbit hole about taurine currently because the amount of I'm always intrigued about ingredients that you can use in different sectors. So ashwagandha being a prime example, you can see it in pre-workouts, you can see it in fat burners, you can see it in sleep aids, testosterone boosters, you see it in anxiety products, you can see it in, obviously you've got Mental Support Max, which has got ashwagandha in. I'm intrigued about what people that, well, not ingredients that go in different formulas. That's why taurine specifically is really, really, really cool. You can see it in performance products, you can see it in pump products, you can see it in you see it a lot in creatine products. You can see it in sleep aids, although it's really underused and underrated ingredient for sleep.
Yeah.
There's multi benefits of that. That's why I like ashwagandha mainly, because I've never had anyone. I've literally never had anyone who's came to me and said ashwagandha didn't work. You know, I've never experienced that, and that's very, very rare considering the amount of people me and you know who take it. I've never had someone come back and say, "Nah, shit, don't feel it." And it's not an ingredient that, like, it's not like a pre-workout ingredient where, like, you're feeling stimulated off and you can't deny its effects. It's an ingredient that I know a good friend of mine really suffers with sleep. And he's tried a lot of things, and the only thing that literally works for him is ashwagandha. I know multiple amount of people that I think even the amount of stuff it's shown to do, I think there's even more capability from the ingredient. So I am a massive fan, and I love the way it works. And like I say, it's multi-useful. So
yeah, what do you reckon took the supplement industry so long to catch on to it though? Because it's like hundreds and hundreds of years old, ashwagandha, isn't it?
I don't know. It's literally so old. I don't know when. I'll have to scrub up my knowledge on when KSM 66 was brought to the market, because that was kind of ashwagandha's root extract. It's the actual with anolds. That's why you see KSM 66 is 5% with anolds. I think Sensoral is 10. That's the active, which is believed to be the sole purpose of the benefit bringing from ashwagandha.
Yeah.
So I think, because you'll see if you go on, if you type in ashwagandha into Google, go and examine it, it'll tell you to take 6 grams.
Yeah.
Because that's raw root extract. Well, not extract, that's just raw root, ashwagandha root. But obviously you want the extract, which is standardized for a specific amount of with anolds, which only requires you to have 600 milligram. So, because I know I can speak for Rich on this one as well from Strom. He has a lot of people being like, "Are you trying to have us off? You've sold me 600 milligram servings of ashwagandha, yeah?" And I've been on the internet, told me you need 6 grams of it. And he's like, no, it's two different things. Like, standardizations of ingredients are a lot different to the actual root or plant extract. So it's, I love it. It's something that, it's a daily staple for me.
No, definitely. It's a great product.
I don't know anyone who's not worked on. So, yeah. You will see it in some form. You 100% will see it in biohacks some way, shape or another. I couldn't imagine doing a sleep formula without it. whether it's a raw ingredient by itself, which I think would bring a lot of benefit to the market, but don't really know. It'll be there's no way I'll be able to do a supplement brand without the use of ashwagandha. Yeah. Spit testosterone booster if I decide to do one. But no, I've got no plans. Yeah. Quite soon. Anyway.
Yeah, because like you said to me, you've got to find something that needs changing, needs that new stuff that you think I can definitely make this better.
There's a point of making it better, but there's also the point of doing something different.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to do. There's very few people who, and obviously one of the main things that's different is the fact that ask you formulated that I'm actually going to stand up, and there's going to be a few people. I think the main reason the whole Ask Your Formulator has not been done by the bigger brands is because it puts you up for scrutiny.
Yeah.
And it puts you up for, especially if you've underdosed any ingredients, people will call you out on it. So that's why the main thing I started to do is when I worked for Team Nutrition, I was fortunate enough for them to take me away and meet the formulators of the brands we were selling. And when you spoke to them, and when you spoke to them about the reasons they dosing of what they put in, the type of person they wanted to take their products and who they made it for and why they made it, I find myself coming home really motivated, because I could then tell people, well, they put this in because they wanted to do this, so this is their unique selling point. And then people would buy into that and be like, yeah, definitely, that sounds like what I'm after. So I didn't fully understand why there was having to take the formulator to speak to the retailer for then the retailer to speak to the end consumer, of why the consumer couldn't really speak to the formulator. And then I was looking at products and being like, I don't know about you, but if I didn't work at Team Nutrition, I would have never spoke to a formulator of any product I've taken. So I didn't know why they'd done it, what dosage they put it in there for, specific reason. I wouldn't really know anything about it. So that's when I really pushed myself to take that step and be that sector to say, this is what I've done. I've got nothing to hide. Let's talk about it and do it. So that's what I really want to kind of push, being able to talk to everyone and give them reassurances of why I've done any product. So I'm not really wanting to... Better is just more defined to the person you want to take it. So I only want to go into, like, I want to take a pre-workout, because a pre-workout, you can stamp your mark on what the brand's about the personality. You can get your, it's really good. A pre-workout for specifically is really good to show your personality. If you're creating a very harsh, dark pre-workout, low amount of ingredients, but high amount of dosing, it gets that off really well. If you're wanting to do a lifestyle brand, which is kind of for females or the average like YouTuber who wants like a little bit of an itchy face, you can get that over in a formula, pre-workout formula specifically. So that's why I wanted to start it on a pre-workout. My next product will be Pump, which will really stamp down what the brand's about. Doing a few things, a few combination of ingredients that haven't been done, specifically a few dosing of ingredients. Biohacking isn't science. It's not scientific formulas or it's not scientific dosing. It's biohacking. Biohacking's not natural. Like if you actually look biohacking up, a lot of biohackers now merge themselves with digital intelligence or anything like that, or anything digitally. So I want to put what I feel is effective, not what... So a science formula is all well and good, and it has its deserving place in the industry, because you can't go wrong and the data's there to put it up. But I always say there's a difference between science and alchemy. You've got your scientists, which if a dose is... if it's been 600 milligrams of ashwagandha, then that's it. Then ashwagandha should be at 600 milligrams, which is great. You've got every reason in the world to want to do that, and no one can argue with you. But if I feel like I've taken ashwagandha at 1,000 milligram and I like it better, for example, then that's what I want to do. Just using that as an example, there's plenty of ingredients. So like choline bitartrate, for example, there's no really product in the industry that I know of that has surpassed 2 grams. But when I take 3 or 4 grams, I feel it significant amount more, and I really enjoy doing it. That's why I put it in at that dose.
Yeah.
If I took 2,000 milligrams of Colibar tartrate and didn't feel it, I wouldn't want that to be in my then product. So there's a few things. I'm making the products I want for me, mainly. Specific products with ingredients that interact with each other and that help each other. And it's not only just putting an ingredient in there. For example, the pump. You can increase nitric oxide, but can you also help nitric oxide from oxidative stress? Can you increase the absorption of the ingredients that would increase the nitric oxide? Can you increase nitric oxide through different pathways? Can you inhibit arginase? So you increase high levels of arginine in your system, which you're probably going to get from citrulline or something like that. I want to go down the nitty gritty things. And that's what Biohacks is about. It's about going down the nitty gritty alleys and seeing the ingredient down to the nitty gritty. So that's what I'm really excited about. Cause it's got its place. Alchemy's got its place in science.
No, definitely. But put the science and the formula to one side for 1 second.
Yes.
Frutella flavour for Serum Co-Pre. What is it like?
Oh, it's amazing. It's literally Frutella. And that's what I'm going to go down. I'm not doing blue raspberry or watermelon or fruit punch.
The common ones.
Yeah, it's the common ones. I just don't see what that brings to the market. It doesn't bring anything, does it? It doesn't bring any personality. It doesn't bring any originality. You're not doing anything different with them flavors. Of course, I've never ever experienced or had anyone come to me and say, "Oh, mate, you should try this watermelon flavor. It's amazing."
Yeah,
like, I've never had that, and I've never experienced that. So I think it's a selling point in itself, but it's also it's a niche to say, "Shit, Frutella flavor. What the fuck's that like? Let's taste it." And so it's on the down the sweet route. You'll see proteins do it now. You've seen the curve of vanilla strawberry chocolate, but it's not that anymore. It's now you get Fruit Loops flavor. You're getting, you've got Yummy Sport, which is doing Pop Tart flavor, Smarties, white chocolate. You've got Patriot's Way doing putting cereal in their protein. You get cinnamon cereal's a big one.
I've had a MAN Sports.
Exactly. Man
Nerds
Sports
flavor or whatever it is.
Man Sports, you sprinkle donut. Had blue muffin. I've seen before. Like, it's, I think that's the same for pre-workouts now. People want to enjoy drinking it, don't they? So people typically what they can relate to Frutella because they know what it tastes like. So definitely going to go down the sweet aisle of things.
Love it. Love it.
Gets people bit something new, isn't it? I like doing new fun shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be enjoyable.
Exactly.
So my phone is about to die, sadly, but it has been incredible just getting the inside on this product that is going to blow people's mind on Friday. And hopefully, if we can sort it out, people will be able to come to Fit Food Shack one day in their lunch or whenever and get a scoop of it and go back to work feeling happy, focused and calm at the same time.
Let me know. Obviously, I pick up the product Friday, so let me know when your busiest day is. And we'll organise something where I can come down, people can come, speak about it, learn whatever they want and ask other questions. And I'll come and take over your Instagram and do some knowledge for the day.
Yeah, definitely. But talking about Instagram, tell our listeners where they can find you now after this, where your product's going to be found, your Instagram website, your personal one, all that.
So my personal Instagram is AskCourt, typically AskCourt, because I want to help people. And people messaging me would start on every message saying, sorry to bother you, but... So I don't want anyone to feel like they're bothering me. Names on Instagram, AskCourt, so you can ask me anything. Then you've got Biohack Pharmaceuticals is the Biohack page, and then you can, there's links on there, but my.co.uk will take you to the product, of which the website's live, but there's not on it in terms of like educational information. It's just a page where you can buy the pre. So
yeah,
that'll be updated this week with a lot more content. We're going to have a few blogs on there. We're going to have a few writers on there, delivering all types of content, not just supplement wise, training, nutrition, stuff like that. So a lot to look forward to, more specifically Friday, a lot more to look forward to there. And then I'll be in your place talking to your lovely consumers.
Definitely. And we'll get that organized as soon as possible.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheers, Court, Sam. For being on.
Have a nice night, mate.
You too.
Finally, a huge thank you to everyone who has taken the time to listen to this episode and put up with the editing problem and the fact that I've made a few pronunciation errors. I promise you, I will work on sorting it all. But again, thank you so much for just being a part of this first episode. If you liked it, please give it a like. If you want to subscribe to hear more, please do so. And I will see you next week.